Now, we have Randy Weibel of Hanauniga. And Randy's coming off a second-place finish last year with the Hanauniga Indians, a 15-1. How are you doing today, Randy?
I'm doing great, great. Practice going well, and we got a bunch of great kids, and we're excited for the year, and we're ready to play somebody else besides yourself.
I heard you have a girl that's pretty good on your team. I can't remember her name, but she said she's pretty decent.
Yeah, she's a decent player. the thing about Jordan is, as good as a basketball player she is, she's even a better kid. She is such a great leader. Not only for our juniors and seniors, but we have a talented freshman group coming up, and they practice with us. So she just leads by example, and is a little bit more vocal this year. She's always has been in her place, understood where she was in the pecking order as far as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. Now her senior year, she's really taken a leadership role.
And coach, obviously that's probably part of it, stepping into her senior year, but every basketball player from freshman to senior, regardless of what role they are, whether they're playing with a freshman, sophomore team, whatever it is, or Jordan playing with varsity for as long as she has, every player makes monumental growth. So everyone sees she's always been a great player. I think you're the one who has the best perspective on exactly how much better she's gotten on and off the floor. You talk about the leadership there, and that's part of the off the court stuff. Where else have you seen her grow, off the court or as a basketball player, over these last 4 years? Because we all know how great she is, but I'm sure you know just how much improvement she's made as well.
As a basketball player, she's the sky's the limit if she makes threes. And she has really improved her outside shot. And when she's making threes, she's a tough guard, and she's as tough a guard as anybody in the country. And I'm not just saying this area, because I witnessed her playing against some of the best kids in the country this summer, in the last couple summers. And when she shoots a three well, she's just tough to guard. She's tough to guard. And as far as, off the court, I mean, just her leadership. And, our younger kids look up to her. And there's no sense of entitlement there. I've had, some Division I players who, were tough to deal with and felt they were entitled. But, not with her. And I'm extremely proud of that. And it's nothing that I've done. That's just the way she is. And that's the way she's been brought up.
Randy, you mentioned that you've had several Division I players in your past as well. Do you have to treat them any differently, or do you feel you treat them any differently, whether it be in practice or maybe the expectations or anything like that? Or how do you deal when you've got that caliber of talent? Because it's rare to have someone like that on your team.
I hopefully treat them all the same. And if Jordan doesn't, bust her tail in a drill or not give her best effort, I'm going to be all over it. And she knows that, and it's not a big concern of mine. But, in the AAU world, sometimes you get kids who feel they are entitled. And I butt heads against with those kids in the summer. But I've never felt that with her. And when she came in as a freshman, I told her, I said, Jordan, you're going to be the best player that's ever come out of Hanauniga. And it's how you want to be viewed. If you want to be viewed as, hey, I played with Jordan King, it was awesome, or I played with Jordan King and it wasn't fun at all, and that's your call. And obviously, I think our kids love playing with her. And Jordan at times gets to be a little bit unselfish, and I get her on her about that. And her job is to score and to lead us. And she's just great to have one more year.
Well, to mention for Jordan, she averaged 21 points a game last year. And the biggest thing, and of course, committed to Marquette. I think it was last spring when she committed to Marquette, so she'll be playing there next year. And the other fact is that she's only about 400-plus points away from being the all-time leading scorer in Nick 10 history. So, I mean, this is a basketball player of historical level here for the Nick 10. But you're also not a one-man show here, but you also got Callie Schmitz, who's also an returning all-conference player. So talk about Callie and some of the other top players you have on your team.
No, Callie she's just a hard worker. She's our rim runner, and she's as good an athlete as we've ever had. She's athletic. She runs the middle. She runs everything right. Her and Jordan have been great leaders, especially with our younger kids here starting out. Julia Burns, our point guard, is a third year in our system. We have everybody back that played for us last year. So they know our system, and it's just, we've done a ton of shooting, And, you know, Julia runs everything right, knows where people are, you know, where the right people are. And what she's getting good at is, you know, finding the hot shooter. And another girl that's going to play for us is Hannah Malcolmson, second year in our program. And, you know, she's more and more comfortable, you know, every day. This summer, she shot the ball extremely well. She's probably the fastest kid I've ever coached. You know, maybe the second ever with AAU. And she's more comfortable this year, and she's a big key. And, you know, I feel like it could really start seven or eight kids and you know, in any given night.
Speaking with Randy Weibel, the head coach of the Honaniga Indians girls basketball team, entering his 19th season with the Indians. And, Coach, when we take a look at this roster and we ask you to kind of name your top strengths and weaknesses, the one that came up with weaknesses is length and size. You know, what when you have a group like that, and over 19 years, you have every roster composition available with a lot of size, shooting, no shooting. I mean, you've seen just about everything. When you have a roster that kind of lacks in length, what kind of adjustments do you have to make on the fly to make sure we can still get easy buckets? Because if we're just relying on the three every night, you know how fickle that is. That comes and that goes. Even when you have a great player like Jordan King, it has to come from other places. How do you make that adjustment to get easy baskets and make offense easy when we're lacking size?
Well, I think because of that lack of height, you know, we have to press and run. I mean, and that's what we do, and we'll do that year in and year out. There's been a couple of years I've been here where, you know, we had a 6'4 post girl where we had to run, you know, more half-court offense. But, you know, we're not going to change what we do. Like we did last year, we're going to press and run and go after people and hopefully keep our key people out of foul trouble. You know, our kids are in great shape right now. I mean, they're ready to go. But, yeah, our defense has to score some points. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes I think it looks like we rely on the three maybe a little bit too much. But, you know, we got some kids that could attack the basket, and we have to get easy points that way, too, and try to limit the foul line.
Coach, I mean, also then, how much of a stress is put on conditioning in the summer and the off season when we can't have contact, making sure girls are staying in shape and staying ready to go? If you're going to be pressing and running fast that whole time, that means you have to have a well-conditioned team. You know, what would be the drill that your players would probably tell me was their least favorite that you guys run for conditioning to make sure they're in shape to run that kind of game?
Well, you know, we do a variety of conditioning. One of our assistant coaches, Coach Broderick, handles that. But if I said the word gut drill, they would win. They would win.
I'm wincing right now. I don't even know what it is, Coach.
Yeah. I would run it with them, but my knee's been bothering me.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Yeah.
But that's something they don't enjoy.
Coach, this year there's been a change in the scheduling. Everybody's played everybody twice now, and I bring that up only because last year, by the quirk of the schedule, you only played Boylan once, and they beat you in that one game to take that title. Tell me about the difference between them playing them once. I mean, I guess on one hand you might like it because it really defines who the champion is. If you split, you kind of could both make bragging rights, but I would assume you'd rather have to see him twice. I mean, what are your thoughts about the way that things have changed and the opportunity to play Boylan two times?
I mean, I think it's good for girls basketball. The crowd we had last year at our place is, you know, one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen in that gym. I'd really rather not play them at all. I mean, to be real honest with you, they could go a different route in the state tournament series as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, they're fun to play. Our kids look forward to the challenge. They love playing them. And the support that the girls get when we play them is phenomenal to me. I mean, those have been the biggest crowds, and it's fun for the kids.
Speaking of Boylan, at the beginning of the season, I sent out questionnaires that you all the coaches filled out and sent back to me. And one of the questions I asked them there is, list the top four teams in the conference in order, in your opinion. Your sheet, I've got right in front of me, your top four teams are Boylan. So obviously we kind of know where your mindset is there. Tell me about that. Obviously, for the most part, everybody's looking at you and Boylan again as a top two, and that was the case last year. I mean, you had one loss, they had none, and then next after that, third place had four losses. So it was basically a two-horse race, to be honest. How do you see the race this year? What will it take for you to supplant Boylan as a top team, and who are you looking at as the biggest challengers behind you?
Well, you know, Boylan's awful good, and like Matt said earlier, I mean, somebody has to knock them off before they aren't the favorites. The key to them, they have a core of three players, and they're not, I can't say secondary players, but their kids outside their top three have been really played well here lately or the last couple of years. the key for, you know, for us to beat Boylan is to keep Peyton Kennedy off the boards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talk about it every day. That is our focus. And as I look at my team, you know, we gear everything. How can we beat Boylan? I'll be real honest with you. That's what we strive for, and they're in our way. And obviously, you can get knocked off any night. And you know, Belvedere North, we played in the regional final last year. They're better this year. They scare daylights out of me. They're a well coached team, and he's going to scout you 14 times, and he's going to know every set, and he'll call out our sets, and that'll help our kids out a little bit, but. They're very improved and they're very scary, and Auburn's athletic, and you know, and I just think our conference is so much more balanced. You know, Guilford is so young, but any given night, if they get hot from the outside, it's kind of scary. But you know, we gear everything is how we're going to beat the top team in the country, and that's how we go forward. So and again, it's there's nothing but respect there, but. For us to have a chance to beat them, it's the Kennedy kid, and that's you know how we're practicing, and just to try to beat them, that's our chance.